for speaking the truth. Truth's my weapon, I'm standing on Jay. Proof is too proof. The grip's gonna break when patriots are raised. For the freedom of our youth, they can cancel us, but never the truth. Label me Nazi for speaking the truth. And the truth is, we live in an occupied nation. Okay, I say it all the time. We have regular discussions about it on our nightly broadcast. I made and released an entire film about it. The United States of America is an occupied nation. And that's the truth. And actually, that's putting it mildly. This is a country that's owned and operated, has been colonized by a strange, subversive people that serve the interests of the predatory, usurious, illegitimate, homosexual, genocidal nation state of Israel. That's the truth. And it shouldn't be controversial to say that. And if you need even more evidence of that, right now, as we speak at this very moment, rather than showing up to work in Washington, D.C. to do the bidding of the American people, we have elected representatives of our Congress in Israel. Rather than doing as we're told they're supposed to and using their August recess to go back to their home districts and hold town halls and do the bidding of the American people, our so-called elected representatives, our members of Congress, are on the world's largest pedophile island. They're in Israel, humping the wall, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, getting their next round of marching orders so that when their vacation is all done and they come back to America, if they go to Washington, D.C. and finally decide to show back up for work, they can do all of that work on behalf of Israel. Because again, we live in an occupied nation, and that's the truth. And one of the realest tragedies in all of this is that it's not just our government that's working on behalf of Israel. At this point, many millions of the American people, wittingly or unwittingly, are also working on behalf of Israel because they're being forced to. They're being coerced into it. And they're being told that if they don't, then the Trump administration might just leave them to die in the event of a disaster. Seriously, if you missed it, just this week, there's a new report out saying that the Trump administration is tying support for Israel to FEMA disaster relief. So if your city or state government doesn't support Israel, if your city or state government doesn't bend over the barrel for this modern state of Israel, if they participate in any boycott of Israel, then they won't get help from FEMA when disaster strikes. I mean, this is just absolutely diabolical. This is in-your-face treason against the American people. If you don't properly support a foreign government or regime or nation state, then your own government will kill you. They'll leave you to die, just like the Biden regime did to those people in Western North Carolina when they blew all of that hurricane relief money on hotel rooms and hot meals for illegal invaders. But I digress, because after this latest story broke, the Trump administration started to backtrack due to public pressure, and now they're saying that FEMA money won't be tied to support for Israel. We know that they're lying, of course. They're playing word games. They can delete that line item, but that doesn't mean that their ambitions won't be the same. And when it comes down to it, when this government wants to prosecute you or leave you to die for not properly worshiping the Jew, they'll do it. And regardless of how all of this shakes out, any way you cut it, Americans are being coerced into supporting Israel by their government at gunpoint. And if you think that's being overly dramatic, or Stu, you're just exaggerating or being hyperbolic, well, you're wrong. We have covered numerous instances of this here on the Stu Peters Show before. How about, as even further evidence, the legislation in Congress that would throw you in prison for 20 years or fine you $1 million for boycotting Israel? That's called enforcing support at gunpoint. You support Israel or you get thrown in a gulag by men with guns and badges. Or if you need even more evidence, we've also covered the fact that 38 American states right now have laws on the books that bar you from getting a state job or achieving a state contract of some kind if you don't support Israel hard enough. Well, that's not enough. You're still exaggerating. Well, what about the fact that places like South Dakota and Florida, if you publicly name the Jew, if you do so much as publicly question Israel or the Jewish right to Palestinian land, then you could be brought up on anti-Semitic hate crime criminal charges. So yeah, all of this is getting much, much worse. As the president of the United States, Donald Trump is steamrolling this country through the Project Esther agenda to silence all of the criticism of Israel and categorize any of us who even think about questioning this Jewish genocide as a Hamas supporter. It's a Jewish-run genocide. And if you state that, you'll be labeled a Hamas support network or a Hamas support organization, and that includes boycotters, which is pretty interesting because organized boycotts of Israel are generally run by groups falling under that BDS umbrella. And BDS, which calls for boycotting, divesting from, and sanctioning Israel, has been cast as a far-left political movement for years now. It's been supported by people like AOC and Ilhan Omar. So why do you think it is that the so-called far left has so much control over this counter-Israel movement in this country? Well, because the far left is run by the Jew, and they know that if they can corral anyone who's even thinking about noticing or thinking about questioning Israel onto a self-destructive, degenerate left-wing ideological plantation, then true opposition to Israel won't get off the ground. It won't be taken seriously. And this has worked for a very long time. It still works when it comes to your average Fox News viewer who thinks that anyone that doesn't worship the ground that Benjamin Netanyahu walks on is a libturd. But those same people would walk into a real-life gas chamber if some Jew told them to. They've already walked our country into one. Casey Allen is the host of The Casey Allen Show. He joins us more for more on this. What say you?
Well, Stu, this is an absolute joke. And like we talked about weeks before, this whole, you know, combating anti-Semitism has taken an entire new turn here. I mean, like you said, this is treasonous. This is unconstitutional in a sense. And the fact that we have 38 out of 50 states that literally, basically, you can't even get a government contract if you don't agree with Israel like 100%. So this isn't a completely anti-American agenda. And here's the thing. America does not worship Christianity anymore. I think America worships Israel. I think we are beholden to the state of Israel, the Netanyahu regime, and this, like I said, this 2,000-year grudge that's carried on to this very moment today. And as we see, our liberties are being taken away. I mean, MAGA itself, the entire base, people like Charlie Kirk, they didn't even see this too fondly, and it got struck down so quickly because of his criticism. But here's the mistake here. They tried to say, oh, like Alex Jones, like, oh, well, they shot this down because of us speaking up. But that's not the reality. This is still going to go by the anti-BDS laws, which the main goal of that is to stop anyone who's critical of Israel or anti-Israel of just simply boycotting or protesting. So that's what we're failing to realize here. This isn't a win by any means. This is a massive loss, and this will tank Trump's legacy with it, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, Trump's legacy already is very obvious, is that he is, you know, the most pro-Israel president to ever occupy the White House. He's been purchased. It's been over $200 million now, $100 million in just this last election cycle. And when you say that our politicians worship Israel, I mean, nothing could be more obvious. They're in their August recess right now where they're supposed to go back to their home districts and they're supposed to go talk to the people in their districts and have town halls, answer emails, have Q&As, interact with their people so that they can go back to Washington, D.C. best equipped with what it is that would best serve their people so that they can go into Washington, D.C. and lobby our federal government to do the bidding of their people. But that's not happening. Instead, these people are traveling to a foreign nation state and putting on a hat and doing backroom deals and taking their marching orders from the people who pay for their campaigns, who fund their entire PR platforms, who get their war chests funded, who turn people that are supposed to be servants of the public making $100,000, rougher, you know, give or take, into multimillionaires or billionaires before they leave Congress, make sure that their main stays there so long as they do the bidding of, you know, these Jews. And so what you have is people that don't even read the bills. They don't care what's in the bills. They don't have to read the bill because they all have a little Jew man in the corner and they all have an AIPAC guy. So when you have somebody like Thomas Massey that comes and calls that out, not only does his wife get clipped just a couple of weeks after a viral interview with Tucker Carlson, but then all of a sudden Trump comes out and says, well, I'm just going to primary you. And then AIPAC will dump millions of dollars into primarying, you know, Thomas Massey, because he's critical of this relationship that I can only describe as the relationship of that of a tick and a dog, where Israel has attached itself like a parasite and is sucking the blood and treasure right out of our country, including that means signing up for giving your life for Israel when we have kinetic confrontation with Iran so that they can achieve their goals and ambitions of greater Israel. So I just don't understand, what, with all of this very plainly written on the wall, why is this controversial to say in certain groups or on certain platforms?
Well, look at something like the Canary Mission. You see this company, I think they're only a few years older. They at least got notoriety in the last few years. But their agenda is to literally dox anyone who's critical of Israel. Like, I believe they doxed Myron Gaines in the Fresh and Fit podcast a few weeks ago. Like, they're actually taking segments and trying to publish information, your bank account information. Like, this is an actual company, and you can look it up in Wikipedia. The Canary Mission, and that is their number one agenda, is to discredit and essentially digitally assassinate anyone who is opposing of this Israeli occupation.
And so you're talking about putting Myron Gaines's, so this company did that? They put Myron Gaines's banking information on the internet?
I don't know if they put his banking information, but they basically, what they did is they took a clip of the Fresh and Fit podcast. It was like a 5 second or 10 second clip. And below it, they put all these links of his information. It wasn't his bank account, but they were trying to insinuate that, hey, look into this guy. Let's dig into, basically telling their audience that, hey, you need to do more digging for us. Let's figure out who Myron is and all this. Like, basically to discredit them in any way whatsoever. So they had like,
okay,
links.
Well,
they
for people like me, for I don't give a shit. These people can know everything that they want to know about me. And so for people who are legitimate and people who, you know, don't care about scrutiny or that don't fear investigation, sure, you can look into who I am. I've been very transparent about who I am, where I live, all of these things. What are they going to do? Show up and kill me? Like, I mean, okay, so fine. What are you going to do? Put me in prison? Great. I'll start a prison ministry. I don't know. But you know, I just, the whole doxing thing doesn't really threaten me. I don't really care about that. What I care about is, why are hundreds of millions of Americans remaining silent or otherwise just can't see the writing on the wall here? And the writing on the wall says, you're going to either support Israel in every way, you're going to support this government and the ambitions of the Jew, or you're going to lose your freedom or be killed.
Well, I think people do realize this. They're just afraid to like really speak up about it, honestly. I mean, I think of anyone who has a job, like, we've almost made this environment in social media and really just in today's society.
People,
where
hold on a second. Don't gloss over that. You're saying people are afraid of what? People are afraid of saying that because they don't want to lose their jobs. Well, what about losing everything that you ever worked for when the next, you know, geoengineered weather weaponization project hits your neighborhood or is sent for you intentionally because you don't properly support Israel? And then FEMA's not going to help you because the federal government, Donald Trump says that they're not going to do that. And just because of the blowback and that they deleted this thing, this cause, this line item, that doesn't mean that they deleted their ambitions to do exactly that. This government says, if you don't support Israel, you'll die. And so people are concerned about getting fired from their jobs or being outcast from certain political or social groups or affiliations. To me, that just tells me that America has lost at the plot. I mean, we have a bunch of cuckold behavior typed simps out here that are like, they're going to watch their kids get targeted for death and slaughter and, you know, like rape and molestation, and just silently go into the grave knowing that that's what the future holds for their country and their children. What a bunch of.
Yeah. And that's how we've been programmed. I genuinely think it is. And I don't endorse cowardice by any means, but I think that is the truth for utmost of.
No, I wasn't suggesting that you endorse cowardice. I was just actually putting more of an emphasis on what you glossed over, is that people actually know about this and highlighting what they're afraid to lose. Like, you're afraid to lose your bank account, or you're afraid to lose a friend, or afraid to lose contact with your dad. I mean, I know a lot of people who really, like, legitimately, they don't talk to their parents, their boomer age parents, because, you know, they're JQ'd. They understand the truth. They're red-pilled people. And their parents are like, no, you can't say those things. And they refuse to talk to their own sons. And that's because this has become a religious sacrament. It has become so important to evangelicals, and it's become so important to the political class, and it's become so important to, you know, modern day Christians or conservatives, that you either worship the Jew, the modern state of Israel, or Donald Trump. And, you know, the quintessential peak of perfection would be all three of them, while forgetting about Jesus Christ and forgetting about reading your Bible and what this country represents and our real culture and our heritage. And so these are the same people who will rush to hold the door for a black woman that's hideously obese and tell her how great she looks in that stupid dress and how curvaceous she is. These are virtue signaling, apathetic, complacent who have put our country into the meat grinder. This country's dick is being driven into the dirt while people sit back and get drunk all weekend and look forward to barbecuing on Labor Day.
Yeah, I think it's funny how the Republican Party is so against DEI, until it includes anti-Semitism or any sort of like Israel criticism. Like they literally campaigned on that. They said they wanted to, get women out of men's sports. Men out of women's sports. They wanted to do all this like culture warrior things. But then it comes to Israel, it's like a complete capitulation on everything they stand for. And that's inherently where the MAGA movement dies.
Just kind of show you exactly what they're up to? These are the distractions that we're going to put in front of your face. We have these wedge issues that we're going to attack, and we're going to pretend to fight about these things. But then you look at the origin of those wedge issues, like transgenderism, for example. Where did it come from? Oh, the Jew. You know, when you look at any issue, it all relates back to the tribe. It all comes back to these strange people. And so when anyone from any sector of society, no matter what you believe, take weather engineering, for example, no matter what side of the conversation you're on, you have to admit that its origins are very Jewish. When you talk about, you know, money laundering and racketeering and organized crime syndicates and the most powerful mafias all over the place, when you talk about overrepresentation, I just recently published a list on my X account of different countries that are now their heads of state are Jews. None of them, by the way, have a Jewish population, and there's no reason for Mexico, for example, Claudia Sheinbaum, this is a 95, at least, that's probably a very conservative estimate, 95% Catholic population of Mexicans. Are they properly represented by a Jew called Claudia Sheinbaum? So no matter what issue it is that you're looking into, you see this. So why are more people not, arrived there yet? I mean, why are people so afraid to say this? Why is it even controversial at this point? It's inarguable fact.
I think it's inevitable that people have arrived there. Like, I do think people are getting red-pilled every day. Like, the fact that people like Tucker and Candace and Charlie Kirk, like the mainstream people, they have to actually talk about it. Not that it's popular to talk about, but it's basically unavoidable to talk about at this point. Like, they have no choice because that's where the conversation's at. But that still doesn't really surface or change the mindset and the bravery in the American people. I think there's so many... really, the majority that still, whether they realize these things, they're either hesitant. They've been living their whole life programmed in this matrix where, they think that taking the blue pill is the only solution. But when they see the red pill for the first time, it's like, I think it's just an ultimate paradigm shift. And I think it's a programming that has to be undone. But that's the reality, though. My generation, I feel great about because, like, whether you're left or right, like, I think both parties or both sides really do see and can come together on this issue. But, like, the boomers, like I said before, I mean, their brains are basically made of plastic in all respects. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change with the legacy boomers that have been watching the same Fox News and CNN Israeli propaganda for 20 years. I don't see that changing at all, but that's where I'm very optimistic with my generation, because I think my generation, as you've seen, we are a little bit more fearless when it comes to speaking our minds. And especially with TikTok, I think, them wanting to shut that down is a big reason because of the anti-Israel sentiment. And that's actually about to happen, I believe, next year. But that's the whole premise here. I just think that my generation is going to be the only chance, or maybe one of the only chances it takes to fully combat this this Jewish oligarchy. But other than that, it's like, I just think people are simply cowards and they fear their jobs and their reputation more than they actually do their country. And I think this is one of the first genocides that's actually been documented, or at least to its capacity, because they're not allowing journalists in Gaza and the West Bank. But I think this is completely different, though. I mean, I think you see basically like this occupation is something that it's going to take a lot to overcome. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there. What was the question again?
No, it's fine. The Benjamin Netanyahu regime has actually announced now officially what we have been telling you was going to happen for at least 2 years now, and that these ambitions are going to be realized if they're not stopped with force, and that this is an occupation, and then they denied the occupation. And now they're just saying, yes, we intend officially to occupy Gaza. There's 1.8 million people there. What's going to happen to them?
Yeah, they're going to be forced to move. I think it's pretty clear. Even Trump
Move
is
where? I mean,
pushed with this.
they can't move. There's blockades. They get murdered, they get killed, they get gunned down, they get bombed if they try to leave. They're not allowed to leave and they're not allowed to stay. The only option is they have to be murdered. They have to be killed. And they're showing that they will indiscriminately do that when they lead them like animals to food and water and they gun them down. When they know that they're seeking life-saving emergency treatment in hospitals and they blow up the hospital. When they know that the school is definitely occupied by children and they obliterate it. When they know it's time for everybody to be home sleeping now and they wipe out entire rows of residential housing. The place is basically a barren parking lot at this point with 1.8 million people, 75% of them under the age of 25, 50% of them under the age of 15, with no place to go and without the economic resources to get out and without the food or the water to survive. It's a death trap, and it's endorsed by Donald Trump and the United States government, and it's paid for by the U.S. taxpayer, and it's supported by almost every evangelical Christian in America. We're living in extraordinary times, for sure. Casey, thank you so much for coming back. We hope you come back again sometime soon.
Absolutely, Stu. Would love to.
All right. More great news. Actually, we can get to that right now. Number one, five categories, Amazon new releases. I don't think that there's been another book that's touched five categories as number one for a children's book, nonetheless. 48 pages of truth. The truth is, it's really fun to be white. If you haven't gotten a copy yet, make sure that you go to Amazon, get your copy, get a copy for all of the important white children in your life as school returns to help as a weapon of war in the anti-white war that, let's be honest, our children have bore the brunt of. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. There's a lot of yo-yo dieters out there. Is that you? Are you a yo-yo dieter? You go on a diet, one of these fad diets, you lose some pounds, it's not sustainable, so you get off the diet. Go back to your regular routine, you gain all the weight back, plus a few more pounds. There's a lot of people out there like that. It's actually a really dangerous phenomenon, to be honest with you, because it causes your body to go into this increased rate of risk for heart attacks, diabetes, all kinds of other health problems. So breaking free of that yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason why doctors created Lean. You might have heard of it. Lean is a supplement, not an injection. You don't need a prescription for it, but the science behind Lean is pretty impressive. It studied natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps to maintain healthy blood sugar, it helps to manage appetite and cravings, and it also aids in fat burning by transforming fat into energy. So if you're tired of losing weight only to gain it back, if you want to actually lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, well, Lean was created for you. I can get you started with 20% off when you enter STU20 at takelean.com. That's code STU20 at takelean.com. Takelean.com, save yourself 20% by using code STU20 at checkout.
In 2020, the globalists showed their hand. The war on small businesses began, and the elites at Amazon, Target, and Walmart got rich while your neighborhood got crushed. Now, these same companies push woke trash, anti-family agendas, and toxic products made in China. And every time you buy from them, you are funding your own destruction. It's time to cut them off. Time to defund the woke machine and take our country back. There is a better way. A privately owned American company is producing over 450 non-toxic, high-quality products right here on U.S. soil. Cleaning supplies, makeup, vitamins, everything your family needs without the garbage. And listen to this. They even have real beef. Farm to table, no mRNA, no chemicals, no globalist trash. Just clean. American Black Angus delivered straight to your door. Obama tried to cancel this company in 2012. Why? Because they support God, family, country. They will never bow to the woke mob, and they'll never sell out to China. The question is, what are you going to do? Go to patriotcheckout.com right now. Switch your spending. Starve the beast. Support American manufacturing. And together, we will restore the republic.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle, fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.